It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, the project that records family stories across America. From the 40s through the 60s in the last century, the Catskill Mountains in upstate New York were a popular summer escape. The region was known as the Borscht Belt, especially popular among New York City Jews. It boasted more than 500 hotels and resorts that needed to entertain their guests. So, a talent agent named Jack Siegel made his living booking novelty acts there. Recently, his son Mort Siegel and daughter Joan Feldman remembered their dad.
He employed performers that the other agents would never use or couldn't even find, like the Lilliputian stripper, blind xylophone player.
He had dog acts.
They had dog acts.
Sometimes the hotels would complain,
right.
Why are you sending me something like that?
Like that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But he felt for every person, there was a show somewhere and somebody would like them.
In the heyday of the Catskills, the performers slept on the pool tables, on the stage, in the chicken coop, and Dad would never have any of that. So he used to say to the hotels, part of your contract has to be you have to give them the room. And when he went up there the first weekend, after he got all the performers situated, he realized that he didn't have a place to stay.
That's right.
So a cop used to stand there to direct the traffic, and Dad went up to him and he said, I don't have a place to stay. Lock me up. He always thought that the next performer that he met would make it to the top. Unfortunately, something would always come up where the next step never came about. He had a acrobatic tap dancer out of Florida. It was sensational. The guy developed a knee infection.
And he came to live with us.
Right.
I gave up my room, but this was my parents. My parents always took in the underdog.
There was always an empty chair available at our kitchen table if somebody needed a meal. And I used to tell friends that the best shows
were the shows after
the shows when they came back to our house.
Yeah. Isn't that where Buddy Hackett took his shower with his clothes on?
Yeah. It was just a fun time.
That's Mort Siegel and Joan Feldman remembering their father, Jack Siegel, at StoryCorps in New York City. Their conversation will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress. And as always, you can find the podcast at npr.org.